Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey everyone, it's Eve here. I hope you had a lovely weekend. So this week is a special one for me because I've reached a Radio Headspace milestone, 100 episodes. I honestly can't believe it. And if I'm being honest, when I was initially asked to work on the show, it made me a little nervous. It's a lot of work and I've never done anything like it. And I didn't know how people would react, which was especially anxiety inducing. I think it's very natural to want people to enjoy what you make, and those thoughts can really take over if you let them. But the interesting thing was that the more I focused on being with each episode, the less I got caught up in thinking about what would happen. Because whatever happened once the episode was out was outside of my control. But what I could control was my creative process. I could choose where I wrote, the experiences I wanted to share, and to write about things that really moved me. And I am not saying that it was always fun, because it was really hard. But believe me when I say it, I grew a lot as a person when writing this show. So if you're thinking about starting a project but are afraid of either the quality of the outcome or how it's received, I say just pour that energy into the actual process of creation. And whatever happens, happens. But nobody can take that enjoyment and the love of the process away from you. Anyway, with that being said, this week I'm going to play 5 episodes that I really enjoyed writing and talk a little bit about how they came together. So today, the first episode I'm going to discuss is called Climate Anxiety. And this episode actually came out of a conversation I had with a Headspace listener who was quite young, and she was expressing a lot of anxiety around the climate. And I said to her, yes, me too. I think with this episode, I was also thinking about these sorts of problems that seem so vast and outside of our control, and the feeling that anything we do is too insignificant to make any sort of change. But what I wanted to get across is that little things matter. And that collectively, if we all do something, however small, it can actually make a difference. So take a listen. I hope you find it helpful. And maybe it can encourage and inspire you to take some action yourself. Hi, and welcome to Radio Headspace. So I was listening to a podcast over the weekend about the cost of not listening. And in this case, it was in relation to climate change. And I was reminded of a question that I was asked by a young Headspace member a few months ago. So the question goes, I wanted to ask about climate anxiety. And what can we do to help with feeling stressed around climate change? As a young person, I see these changes and the devastation climate change causes, which makes me nervous, mad, and scared about my future. Do you have any tips to help with these feelings and what we can do about it? What struck me most about this question was how much I related to her concerns. And I know many others do as well. When we feel threatened or our safety and the safety of those we love is potentially being threatened, it's very normal to feel a sense of fear. It's very normal to experience stress and anxiety. And it's understandable that we might project that worry into the future. Now, I'm not for a second suggesting that meditation alone can solve the climate crisis. But if you think about what we are cultivating when we practice meditation and mindfulness, qualities like kindness, deep listening, patience, generosity, you can see how these can be used in a really skillful and productive way. You start to see that we are part of a shared human experience. And we start to understand that our actions have consequences. Meditation is both an inward and an outward practice. And what I mean by this is by taking time to look inwards, to identify our feelings and emotions, we can make space for them to be there, but work with them in a skillful way. And we start to see what is perhaps going to be supportive and what is perhaps not. And this then extends outwards as well into our environment, and we can make more informed choices. We have a greater capacity to see what is going to be supportive to those people around us and including the environment that we live in. It truly is interconnected in this way. When I feel overwhelmed by things like climate change, I'll practice a compassion meditation. And this is a practice where you offer kind and loving phrases to yourself and then outwardly to people in the world, even the planet itself. I know it might sound like a very passive exercise, but the intention behind this practice is very powerful and it can actually then help us to take action. If you're interested in learning about this practice, I recently recorded a meditation called Processing Tragedy that uses this technique, and it's available in the Headspace app. Now, it's not specifically to do with climate change. Instead, I wanted to provide a space in which we could process all the many challenges and tragedies that we face as human beings with the hope that we can find ways of working together as a global community. So I'll leave it there for today. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.